Dancing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a Tuesday evening in Lansing. Thanks for joining us, Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, concealed weapons may soon be allowed in hospitals, college classrooms, dorms, daycare centers, even bars and stadiums, if a bill now getting ready to make its way out of the Senate gets signed into law. Supporters say the current restrictions shouldn't be there. Opponents say, really? Republican State Senator Mike Green is the sponsor of the Senate bill. He joins me now to discuss it. Senator Green, thank you for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. Nice to be with you today.
So, do you yourself have a concealed weapons permit?
I do not.
Now, this is obviously an issue that is close to your heart. What is your, I guess, underlying interest in removing these restrictions?
In removing the restrictions? Well, it's all about the Constitution. The Constitution has guaranteed us rights that says that we have the right to have weapons to protect ourselves. And it's very clear in the state Constitution. And so, you know, I was the main sponsor of the bill in 1999 that passed the House and Senate, and the governor signed it. And there's just some changes that need to be done, and I felt that I was the guy to do it this time.
Well, some restrictions maybe make no sense. What about concealed weapons in bars? They say drinking and driving don't mix. Do you have any concerns about concealed weapons in a potentially drunk, rowdy bar?
Well, I guess I could probably turn it back to you. How do you know that there's not illegal weapons there?
Well, I was actually going to ask you if concealed weapons carriers aren't walking into bars right now with their weapon on hand. But seriously, aren't you concerned about inebriated people, maybe not even the gun owners, but being around someone that has a weapon in a close quarter like a bar?
Well, I guess I'm not concerned about some of the things that people want to talk about all the time, because really it's a non-issue. The fact is that people carry their weapons concealed, and if they carry them concealed, there's nothing to fear from them. You know, it's all about defending yourself, and I like to use the situation where policemen, they carry guns all the time, but they don't carry them to kill people. They carry them generally almost all the time to defend themselves. And I realize they're kind of under the microscope or in that arena a lot more than what regular people are, but there's probably the fact that everyone wants to be able to defend themselves in different situations.
Some would argue that the open carry, it makes more sense, especially in a public area, because it's there, people are aware it's there, and it might change the dynamics. What is the law now with open carry? Can you take it virtually anywhere?
Yeah, open carry anywhere in the state. If you have a concealed weapons permit, you can carry in any of the pistol-free zones legally.
I'm talking to Mike Green, a Republican state senator, sponsor of the bill to remove some of the current restrictions on where concealed weapons can be taken. You know, one of the potential, I guess, dangers and situations that can unfold is something that we saw with Trayvon Martin, obviously a teenager in Florida that was shot and killed after an apparent altercation with the shooter, George Zimmerman, who said he was punched in the face. How would that situation play out if it were to happen here in Lansing, if someone with a concealed weapon were to be punched or assaulted?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of tough to answer. It's kind of hypothetical, and it would everything would be different depending on who the person is. I think if someone has a concealed weapon permit, they would have the right to use it. But you know, everyone that gets a CPL, concealed weapon pistol license, goes through 8 hours of training. And in that training, they teach you how to use it, when you can use it, when you can't use it, to protect yourself. You're told over and over and over again, if you ever do use it, even if justifiably, you're probably going to spend some time in jail. Now, what we're proposing to go into the pistol-free zones is 8 more hours, and that's a basic class, again, about how to carry, when to carry, when to use it, when not to use it. And that's all put on by instructors that have been trained.
Although, you and, know, one of the dangers of having a weapon, a concealed weapon, is that an incident like a physical fight, a punching situation, could quickly turn because there is a weapon there. And if you're not going to pull it and use it, your attacker could very well do that to you. Doesn't that potentially escalate a situation like what we saw in Florida?
I don't know how many times you've heard that happen, but, you know, this is certainly an isolated incident that happened in Florida. But, you know what, people use guns in crimes every day, and people pull guns on people with illegal guns every day. I mean, look at Saginaw, Flint, Detroit. People are killed with pistols every day. And so what I say is, why shouldn't we have the ability to protect ourselves from things like that? And why shouldn't everyone have that right that's granted to us in our state constitution?
Now, one of the areas where concealed weapons are going to be allowed are in stadiums. Are we talking about places like Spartan Stadium?
Everywhere. Everywhere, yeah. Spartan Stadium would be one, unless of course, as is proposed right now, unless they're privately owned and they put up places to walk through.
Right. Well, because they don't allow bags right now in Spartan Stadium, but that sounds interesting. They won't allow bags, but we will allow these concealed weapons potentially into the stadium.
Well, I guess I have to ask the question again, do they allow illegal guns in there?
No, that's true. They certainly don't. Governor Snyder, I'm not even sure. I'm having a hard time imagining him walking around with a weapon, but has he expressed any opinion about your bill?
We haven't talked. We've talked to some of the staff. He's got some opinions. He hasn't shown his hand. I don't think that he is... I can't tell you. I guess you'd have to speak to his staff.
I see. When you say he has opinions, though, he hasn't come out and been very supportive or fully supportive of your bill.
Well, he hasn't said I ain't signing it, if that's what you mean. So, you know, we have a responsibility as legislators to do diligence in our job, and that's to write laws that we think are what the state needs to have. And each step of the process, the Senate has to approve, the House has to approve, and the governor has to approve. And we don't generally call him up and say, hey, if I draft a bill, will you sign it? We go through the process. We have public hearings. Everybody gets to say their piece. He has opportunities to speak with us during the process and say, you know what? Yeah, I may not like that. Could you tweak it a little bit? But generally, they have input during the process.
The idea of concealed weapons in dorm rooms, I'm guessing the university and the academic community is not thrilled about that one. Do you have any second thoughts about college kids in the dorms with weapons in there?
Well, you know, you keep bringing up these places where you're scared to death they'd have them, but the fact is, we have the constitutional right to protect ourselves, and I keep saying that, but that is the issue. And again, there's illegal guns there.
Right,
I would assume right now.
From what I know, though, there are restrictions in dorms. I don't think they're typically even. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they're allowed to have firearms in the dorm rooms, do they?
No, they're not in the dorm room or in the classroom, but they can carry on campus.
I see. Your bill would not affect that aspect of it, or would it? Would it free up that option to have a weapon in the dorm room then?
Yes, it would.
One more thing, and give me an estimate. What percentage of Lansing lawmakers do you think own a firearm and are friendly to the general idea of removing these kinds of restrictions?
Well, I guess I can't tell you how many own it because, you know, we haven't done any polls. I do know there's people that carry in the purse, carry on them at times. I don't know when they do or when they don't. Again, it's a concealed weapon. But as far as how many people, I would guess probably the bulk share of them own guns, but it'd just be a guess, you know. I, uh, But I believe there's plenty of support in the legislature to get this passed.
Now, House Speaker Jace Bolger, he did say that the bill, if it does make its way to the House, it will not be fast-tracked. They want to spend some time thoroughly investigating the issue. Do you have any concerns that it may not get through the House?
Not at all, unless leadership holds it up. It would be the only reason it wouldn't pass.
Republican State Senator Mike Green, sponsor of the bill. Now, one more thing, Mike, in terms of how quickly will it be expected to move out of the Senate then?
Well, our goal is to get it done, but have the whole bill done, signed, delivered by before we break for the summer.
Is he signed by the governor?
That's our goal.
I see. State Senator Mike Green, again, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Michael.